The state is reviewing a Milwaukee business's suspicious use of COVID relief funds. Corinne Hess reports the Evers administration says it's only one of 38 diverse business grants that have been suspended. But the case also illustrates the challenges of distributing millions of dollars in federal funds.
It was late August 2022, and Cynthia Brown was getting agitated.
This is Cynthia Brown calling from CRC, Employment and Entrepreneurial Services, Inc.
Brown was waiting for a $2.9 million check for a grant she'd received from the Wisconsin Department of Administration. Her Milwaukee-based business was floundering, and she wanted a meeting with a DOA administrator.
I need to set up a meeting with her ASAP. We're currently looking to lay off staff due to funding shortage.
A year later, Brown's embroiled in a dispute with the state after DOA officials say she's failed to account for how she spent $1 million of pandemic relief funds. The state suspended Brown's grant in April after an investigation couldn't verify how she spent the money. Records obtained by Wisconsin Public Radio show Brown used the money to pay herself and her family members. She also spent state grant money on bowling parties, DoorDash deliveries, and 4-foot-tall letters spelling out the word boss. Brown founded her nonprofit in 2015 to help disenfranchised communities get back on their feet. Her 12-page application for the state's diverse business grant program highlighted her plans to help Black-owned businesses bounce back from the pandemic with boot camps, night classes, and technical support. WPR couldn't find evidence that these events happened, and Brown's attorney declined to answer a detailed list of questions. Brown's case represents less than 1% of the federal pandemic aid Wisconsin received, but it highlights the challenges state departments faced distributing an unprecedented amount of federal aid. Bob Westbrooks led the Federal Pandemic Response Accountability Committee. He says too often, money ended up in the wrong hands because of a lack of oversight at the federal and state levels.
It's disturbing and bothersome, but it's not surprising. I said there's 426 federal programs that distributed aid. We saw fraud across the spectrum in these various programs.
Under Wisconsin law, the governor has broad discretion over how to distribute federal pandemic aid. Besides creating the diverse business grant, Governor Tony Evers has used funds on programs aimed at helping small businesses, schools, and workforce development. Republicans have repeatedly clashed with the administration over his spending decisions. Last year, a GOP-requested audit of federal spending found DOA had not provided enough information about how state officials decided who would get COVID funds. During a hearing about the audit in February, Republican Senator Eric Wimberger called for more transparency.
There were decisions or priorities made somewhere along the way as to what was related to pandemic relief or important, so to speak, and we don't really know how those decisions were made.
In an interview in July, DOA Secretary Kathy Blumenfeld said the administration made its decisions publicly.
Whenever funding comes from the federal government, it comes with transparency and reporting, and we even on our own stood up our own website, which won 3 awards across the country for transparency and clarity.
Brown has hired a Milwaukee attorney who says she's providing the state with an explanation of her expenses. In a statement, he says it's normal for audits to occur. Of the $1 million Brown spent, state auditors now say only $131,000 was spent on eligible expenses under the grant. That means Brown could be responsible for paying back nearly $870,000. Corinne Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.